future is ours. If you can count.
Come on, Cyrus, we're with you.
Go ahead, bro.
Now look what we have here before us. We've got the Saracens sitting next to the Jones Street Boys. We've got the Moon Runners right by the Van Cortlandt Rangers. Nobody is wasting nobody. That is a miracle. And miracles is the way things ought to be. You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. 40,000 counting affiliates. And 20,000 more not organized, but ready to fight. 60,000 soldiers. Yeah. Now, there ain't but 20,000 police in the whole town. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Now, here's the sum total. One gang could run this city. One gang. Nothing would move without us allowing it to happen. You could tax the crime syndicates, the police, because we got the streets, suckers. Can you dig it? The problem in the past has been the man turning us against one another. We have been unable to see the truth because we have been fighting for 10 square feet of ground. Our turf. Our little piece of turf. That's crap, brothers. The turf is ours by right because it's our turn. All we have to do is keep up the general truce. We take over one borough at a time. Secure our territory. Secure our turf. Because it's all our turf.
Since I was a young boy, I played a silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall.
Break it. Let's forget you better still. We forsake you, gonna rape you. Let's forget you better
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. We like to play a song which kind of is our, we knew we were going to come back and do it, and this is a, yeah, sorry, this is kind of our hymn. It's a song about you and me. We're getting a bit old now. A song called My Generation.
Put us down,
about my generation,
just because we
talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful,
talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old,
talking about my generation.
My generation, baby. Why don't y'all all fade away. Yeah, don't try and dig what we all suspect. My generation, my generation, baby.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen.
Considered by the court here that said defendant William H. Bonney, alias Kid, alias William Antrim, alias Henry McCarty, be confined in prison in said Lincoln County by the sheriff of such county until on the day aforesaid he be taken from such prison to a suitable and convenient place of execution within said county and there be hanged by the neck till he be dead, dead, dead. Now, do you have anything to say, young man?
Yes, Your Honor, I do. You can go to hell, hell, hell.
Gone. Black sex beat from the thunder. He's got
my first time.
I see. Well, we'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBakey's free, but he's a little bit conciliatory. No. Try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told outside.
Don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of parent-dropping.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type makes me puke. You vacuous, stuffy-nosed, malodorous pervert.
This is like any of an argument.
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry. This is abuse.
Oh,
I see.
No, you want room 12A next door.
Oh, sorry.
Not at all. Stupid git.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You didn't.
Well, I'm sorry. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Ah, just the 5 minutes.
Just the five minutes. Thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Now, let's get one thing perfectly clear. I most definitely told you.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
you didn't.
Oh, yes,
you didn't.
Oh,
no, you didn't. Oh, look, this is an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
I think you've just contradicted me.
No, I didn't.
We did.
No, no, no.
You did just that.
Nonsense.
Oh, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I came here for a good argument.
Ah, no, you didn't. You came here for an argument.
An argument isn't just contradiction.
Well, can be.
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It isn't just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
Yes, but isn't just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it
yes,
isn't.
It is.
No,
yes,
it isn't. Is. Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsaying of anything the other person says.
It is not.
It is.
Not at all.
It is.
Thank you, that's it.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
But I was just getting interested.
Oh, I'm sorry, the 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes.
I'm afraid it was.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
But that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on! Oh, this is... This is ridiculous.
I told you I'm... I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
Oh, all right. There you are. Well.
Well, what?
That was never 5 minutes just now.
I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
Well, I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did!
No,
I did!
You
did. I did!
You didn't pay.
I don't want to argue about it.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you didn't pay.
Ah. Well, if I didn't pay, why are you arguing? Ah. Gotcha.
No, you haven't?
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
Oh.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes,
no, you haven't.
Yes,
no, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Thank you. a man whose ass is narrow can get down this.
Light when no one sees, then how can I know what you might believe? A story told that can't be real somehow must reflect the truth we feel, yeah.
And it's the sign of the Southern Cross. Am I not the toughest person you have ever seen in your entire life, man? It's a hot... Please may I bring in the new Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, Tito Santana.
What, you bring your whole family with you, man?
I got them all, brother. And I like them. You like them. See, that's the difference between me and you. I don't need people screaming for me to give me enough guts to defend my championship.
You don't need much. Why do you have Ace behind you all the time?
Only because he's my friend, but let me ask you something, smart aleck. If you're so tough and you just become the champion, how come all of a sudden you're in a whole bunch of tag team matches with a whole bunch of people, but you ain't defending nothing one-on-one no more, man?
It's not that I'm not defending one-on-one. I will defend.
You won't do nothing.
I will defend when I need to defend the belt. Steamboat asked me for help. I'll help Steamboat. If Junkyard Dog asks me for help, I'll help Junkyard Dog. If Paul asks me for help, I'll help.
Lord, you would help Arnold? Wait a second. Let me ask you something. Would you go for $25,000 with Arnold? Would you do that?
I don't need no $25,000.
You're afraid, aren't you? You're afraid.
I'm not afraid for nobody. In the first place, I don't associate myself with garbage like you.
With garbage like me, if you had the 25 grand, maybe you could buy some new shoes instead of them flip-flops and pay all that back rent, Tito, huh?